is up to you, my friend. Not so long, but you might awake to a brand new life.
Hey, Moan, I'm doing my taxes, and you're just in time for the exciting climax.
Oh.
Well, here goes, Mona.
That was good.
I'll say, hey, Moan, I'm getting a refund of $8,600. What a great country. Uh-oh, wait a minute. Oh, no. Make that $860. Well, it's still a good country, huh? Well, let's see here.
Hi, Dad. Anything I can help you with around the house?
What did you buy?
Just some new boots.
Uh-oh, they look like they came from an Italian cow. How much?
Less than you think.
How much?
They were on sale.
How much?
$90.
How much?
Good deal. Where did you get them?
Mona, who cares where she got them? How did you pay for them, Sam?
I used the credit card you gave me.
Sam, that credit card was for emergencies only.
It was the last pair they had. There was tugging and pulling and biting.
You did the only thing you could, dear.
Look, I'd love to buy you a new pair of boots, but it's just not in the budget.
I'll pay you back. You could take it out of my allowance.
Sam, that's what you always say, Sam. You just finished saying that about that Sting concert ticket and the stereo headphones and the ski trip.
I'm in so deep. What's one more?
Samantha, I live within a budget. You live within a budget. Everybody lives within a budget, except the government.
And me.
And that's another thing. What kind of role model are you?
One that any shallow, materialistic person would be glad to look up to.
Dad, look, it's different from when you were a kid. The cost of being a teenager has gone up since the 50s.
The 60s, Samantha.
Whatever, when people liked Wayne Newton.
All right. Sam. Now look, Sam, someday you're going to be out on your own. You're going to be making your own money. And when that day comes, you can spend it any way you want. Until then, you've got to live within your means. And your means are my means. You know what that means?
No boots.
Come on.
Okay, I'll take them back. I'm going to make some other size 6 very happy.
Go ahead.
You're going to buy them for her, aren't you?
I am not one of those indulgent fathers. I'm going to raise her allowance. Yeah. Hey, after all, I am getting $860 back, right? Oh, no. Make that $8.60.
Hey, Mom, what you doing?
Casting models for an ad.
I give her a 7.
Huh?
Whoa, make that a 10. What's her name?
Pawnee with an I.
Oh, I'm in love.
Jonathan, don't you have a lizard to feed?
I'm tired of cold-blooded creatures. Oh, that one's a real dog.
Jonathan, that is a sexist and demeaning way to talk about women.
Ooh, woof, woof.
What's the account?
It's Summit Sporting Goods. We're doing some print ads.
How much do these girls make?
Oh, they start about $125 an hour.
Dollars?
Yes.
That's 1.5 pairs of boots an hour. Angela, do you think I could be a model?
Sure she could if she wore a ski mask. Why don't I leave?
So, what do you think? Is this something that I could do?
Now that you mention it, your father and I talked about this before.
You did?
Yes, and we decided that modeling wasn't such a great idea.
We?
Well, more he than me.
So what do you think?
Well, personally, I don't see any harm in it. But, you know, he just doesn't want you involved in that high-pressured, fast-paced world. He thinks that modeling is nothing but money, men, and wild parties.
Yes, and there are disadvantages, too.
As a matter of fact, Mother, there are. You know, a model can be over the hill by the time she's 19.
Who's talking about a career? This would just be a one-time thing.
I think it's a wonderful idea.
Angela,
Listen to your mother.
Well, it would be great to work together, but you know your father.
Yes, and I know you. You are a high-powered ad exec. You sell things for a living. Sell him. Sell him!
Lonesome in this old town. Everybody's trying to put me down. I'm a face with...
What?
Angela has something to sell you. I mean, tell you.
Hit it, Angela. Tony, I don't think it would be such a terrible thing if Sam took a modeling job.
What?
Now, Tony, I told Sam how you felt, and she understands your concerns.
Perfectly.
But there's nothing to be concerned about. She's going to be modeling sports equipment, ski wear.
She'll be covered from head to toe. Parka's up to here. What more do you want?
Yeah, Dad, it would give me a chance to make my own money, and it would just be a one-time thing. Please, please, come on.
Come on, Tony, really, it's time you made some again.
I'll have to think about it.
Did you hear that? He said he's going to think about it.
That means you got it.
It means... I'll think about it.
Of course, they didn't mean anything.
It's okay.
We're not rushing you.
You got it.
What do you think?
Wow, Samantha, look at you. Oh, wait a minute, Sam. I think that's a little bit too much lip gloss, isn't it? Hang on a second. Yeah, come on. Blot, like this. Oh, that's much better, much better. Looks good, eh?
Did I thank you for letting me do this?
Oh, about 360 times, but don't let that stop you.
Thank you.
All right.
Oh, you look fabulous. You ready to go in front of the cameras?
Don't pressure her. Sam, look. If you're having second thoughts about this, we walk right out that door, forget all about it, okay?
Dad, I'm okay. It's okay. I can do this.
See? A little nervous is good. Gets the adrenaline pumping.
It's pumping.
Well, good. All right, everybody. Let's get the show on the road. We will start with the group shots.
That's right.
Tony. Excuse me.
I'm sorry. Okay, kids. Have fun up there. Big smiles. Good. Sam, not such a big smile. Hey, lay off her. She's just a kid. That's it. Good. Better.
Great. Now let's see a little more action, everybody. Let's see your overhead smash.
Great.
Okay, let's see the golf swing.
Terrific.
Shush, Sam, shush.
Oh, I love it. Hey, Steve, why don't you move a little closer to Sam? Closer. That's close enough. How do you expect it to shush?
All right, where were we? Sharon, let's see your backhand. Nice, very nice. Steve, why don't you put your arm around Sam?
Angela, can I have a word with you?
What is it now?
Well, don't you see what's happening here?
Yes, Tony, we're all trying to do our work.
Yeah, but a skier and a golfer touching, it's all wrong. Neither is a contact sport, Angela. Steve, if you see Steve.
Tony, sit.
What?
Sit.
Sit?
Or you can wait outside.
I'm sitting.
Okay, let's get back to work. Sharon, a little more action, a little more life, a little more, more like Samantha. Good. Yeah, I like it.
Hey, buddy, come on, huh? We trying to clean up here, please?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Thank you.
So, Mark, how'd I do? I really want to know what you think.
You were terrific.
I knew it. It felt so right. I'd love to do it again.
No problem. Any friend of Angela's is a friend of mine. I'll give you a call.
Great.
So, what was that all about?
Mark thinks I'm good.
Oh.
Good? You're a natural. She could get a lot of work. If you stay home.
I'm obviously a creative threat to that guy.
Payday.
Oh, Angela, this is so much fun. I can't believe I get paid, too. Whoa! Dad, look. Look, I'm rich.
Oh, come on, Sam. You're not rich. But you are incredibly comfortable.
I think I found my after-school job.
No. Hold on a minute, Sam. Hold on here. I thought we agreed that this was a one-time thing.
Can it be a few more times thing?
A few more times thing will turn into an all-the-time thing, Sam. I mean, you'll miss school, you'll be wearing gook on your face, you'll be dating bi-coastal rock stars.
Oh, Dad, give me a little credit.
All right, Sam. All right. Look, to tell you the truth, for me, I don't like the business. You know what I mean? The fast buck, the fast life, you know. It's a glamour trap, Sam. But if you think you know better, and you're willing to go ahead with this, regardless of your father's advice, I won't stop you.
Thank you. I forgot to give Mark my phone number. Hey, Mark, wait up.
Wasn't this a nice day? Everything went so well, and Sam's so happy.
Yeah, and it's all your fault.
The paper's coming! Ow!
See you?
Look, I'm right there. I'm shushing.
See, I told you you look beautiful.
Yeah, babe, you're a knockout.
Forget you. Look at Tawny. Now there's a man's woman.
Hey. Well, what's all the commotion?
Dad, look, I'm famous.
Oh, Sam. Wow, you make a beautiful snow bunny there.
Doesn't she? Yeah. Doesn't she? Oh, Mother, we better get ready for work.
Start without me. I'm going back to bed.
You're fired.
I don't care.
Gee, Sam. Hey, what do you say we cut that out and save it so you can show your grandkids that you modeled once?
Dad, I'll model again. You heard what Mark said. I'm going to get a lot of jobs off of this.
Well, yeah, honey, but look, it's been a whole week and your photographer's yet to call.
Dad, he'll call.
Well, maybe he will. But until he does, I was thinking, you know, it costs more today to be a teenager than it did back in the 60s. And I was thinking maybe I could swing a little raise in your allowance. What do you say?
Wow.
Huh?
A raise in my allowance?
Hey, $5 a week, retroactive for a whole month. Huh?
Oh, Dad, that's so sweet. Oh. Thank you. I still don't understand why Mark hasn't called.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh, what?
Mark called last night. He wants you to be at the studio at 4 o'clock Saturday.
Oh, right! I knew it! You are dead meat. I've got to go home, Mark. Dad, you could keep this. Is it this great? I won't be needing it now.
I could use it.
Hello.
This is Jonathan Bauer of the Bauer Agency. We'd like to meet with one of your models. Tawny, with an I.
Are you talking to one of your little friends?
Uh-huh.
Oh, well, good. Why don't you invite him over so you two can play together?
Hello?
Or some daffodils to cheer you up.
Hey, I don't need no cheering up. I'm fine.
Ow! Oh. Do you ever think that maybe you're a little blue because Sam's at a modeling job?
Angela, it's not the modeling. It's just that a kid Sam's age, she doesn't know how to handle all that money.
Sure she does. She won't get carried away. She's got her feet firmly planted on the ground.
Major shopping spree!
What do you mean, shopping? What do you mean, shopping? I thought you had to work.
I did, and it was great.
And then we hit the old retail trail.
What a feeling to walk through Bloomingdale's and be able to buy anything you want.
It's happening.
Let me show you what I got. Little somethings for the people I love. Angela, for you, your favorite perfume.
Obsession. Yeah,
we wanted to get passion, but, who are we kidding? Sam, I gotta go. Thanks for the bath beads. I will share them with somebody I love.
And, Dad, for you, remember that sweater you liked that you said that you'd buy one day if it was ever on sale?
It was on sale?
Who needs a sale? And now, so you don't think I'm totally generous, I bought a little something for the working girl. Get a load of these.
Oh, wow. Gee. $300? Gee, that's That's more than I paid for my van, and they threw in a dashboard hula girl.
This is the finest leather that money can buy.
Well, maybe your money shouldn't be buying things like that, Sam. Look, Sam, I think all this stuff's got to go back.
Why?
Because I said so.
You also said that someday when I make my own money, I could spend it the way I want. And this is someday, and this is the way that I want.
Okay, working girl. How long do you think this money's gonna last?
There's plenty more where this came from. I got an interview with this big-time agent, Fran Fiedler.
Fran Fiedler. Sounds like some sleazy 10%er. A person who lives off the sweat of other people. A human leech.
Actually, Tony, she's a very lovely person.
And obviously a master of deception.
And very reputable. She handles 6 of the top 10 cover girls.
Only 6?
See, Dad, you have nothing to worry about. Ciao.
Ciao.
Okay, she is getting a little carried away.
A little carried away, Angela? A little carried away? 3 Christmases and 3 birthdays, I still could not afford those boots.
That's it.
What's it?
What's really bothering you?
Angela, you're not going to analyze this, are you?
You can't deny your feelings.
You are. Look, Angela, I am going to darn. When you get my life figured out, let me know.
Tony, don't you see? What's really bothering you is that with all this money comes independence, and you're afraid that Sam's not going to need you anymore.
Angela, look, I can handle my daughter's financial independence. I just didn't think it would happen at 15, okay?
Okay.
Now what do I do?
Just what you've been doing.
Freaking out?
No. You've done a wonderful job raising that little girl. So you just trust that. She may shake you up every once in a while, but she'll do the right thing. You hang in there and keep your equilibrium.
Well, thank you, Angela. Can I get that over the counter? Ow! You see, I'm eavesdropping.
Oh, something juicy, or is it Angela?
It's Sam. She's talking to that Fran Fiedler agent that she went to see the other day.
Are they going to represent her?
I don't know. That's why I'm eavesdropping, you know.
Oh, move over. I can't hear anything.
I didn't say it worked.
I think she hung up.
Hey.
Oh, hi, honey. What's new?
I was just talking with Fran Fiedler.
Oh, Fran. Lovely woman, that Fran. What'd she have to say?
She said I had a lot of good qualities.
Well, I could have told you that. You see, Tony, there was nothing worth eavesdropping about.
So, why don't you tell me about the good qualities?
She said I had striking features, good bone structure, and well-placed eyes.
Where else would you put them?
She also said I had the kind of charisma and presence that they look for.
Well, that's wonderful, sweetheart.
She also said that I had limited potential. I'm not tall enough, and I'm not special enough. And maybe she's right.
What? No way! Are you kidding me? You're plenty special enough, and you're plenty tall enough, and you got so much potential, it's coming out of your ears.
Actually, Dad, that's another problem. She said I could never do earring work because my lobes are uneven.
That does it. That does it. That Fran Fiedler wouldn't know a good lobe if it hit her in the ear.
Dad, Fran is a professional.
So what? There are other professionals. And if this is something you want, then we go for it. You can't let Fran Fiedler knock you out of the batter's box.
Dad, this isn't baseball.
Everything's baseball. The only way to win the game is to stay in there.
I'm not sure I want to play anymore.
You don't?
Who needs the pressure? I mean, I'm only 15.
That's true.
I don't need a career.
That's true.
And I'm not hurting for money. Especially if I'm still eligible for that $5 a week bump.
You got it.
Bauer?
Tawny, what are you doing here?
Oh, I bet I know. Jonathan, someone here to see you.